Okay, hold on, real quick.
You're recording.
Victoria, hold on. Yell at me if I mess this up. All right. Okay, so we are on section number four, item number eight, 2422 in regards to Nilm Gupta, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on Dr. Gupta's motion for rehearing or review of board order. So Dr. Nosley is the lead. We've got Mr. Stoll here on behalf of the client. And so I'm just going to start reading my script, right? Okay. This is the date, time, and place for the board to consider Dr. Nilm Gupta's request for rehearing following the informal interview that was held in this matter on February 21st, 2024, and continued on March 20th, 2024. Will Dr. Gupta and his attorney please identify themselves for the record? Obviously, Dr. Gupta is not here, so.
David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Gupta.
Okay. The board's legal advisor in this matter is Assistant Attorney General Mark Harris. Under AAC R311-904C, the board may grant a rehearing of the case in part or in whole, or review the decision if Dr. Gupta establishes that one or more of the grounds listed in the rule materially affect his rights during the administrative proceeding. If the board grants his request for a rehearing, it will conduct the rehearing at a later date. The board, on its own initiative, may grant a review of its decision. If it does so, it may conduct the review of this meeting or schedule it for a future meeting. If the board denies his request for rehearing, he will receive a written order setting forth his legal remedies. The board has reviewed Dr. Gupta's motion for rehearing. Dr. Gupta and or his attorney will have 5 minutes to address the board on this matter. This is the time for legal argument related to the grounds for rehearing or review, and neither Dr. Gupta nor his attorney should use this time to present new evidence or testimony to the board regarding the merits of this case. If they claim there is newly discovered material evidence, they are asked to identify each piece of evidence and why it could not have been presented at the informal interview. Once Dr. Gupta or his attorney has finished making their arguments, the board members will have an opportunity to ask questions. We will now proceed to oral argument and hear from Mr. Stoll on behalf of Dr. Gupta.
Thank you. As set forth more fully in our motion for rehearing or review, the premise for the board's finding that the respondent violated ARS section 3222.12 as it relates to R311-5011 for an alleged failure to follow the protocols for using SDMA testing correctly. The premise for that was the misunderstanding of respondent's initial telephonic testimony during the informal interview on February 21st, 2024, that he used the SDMA test to assess the cat's prognosis. As we pointed out in our motion, in retrospect, it was a bad idea to have Dr. Gupta appear telephonically. English is a second language. He misunderstood the question, and before the board finalized their order on March 20th, 2024, Dr. Gupta wished to clarify and correct his testimony. And as he said on March and testified under oath, he did not understand the question. And he testified unequivocally on March 20th, 2024, before he arrived at a final order, that the respondent, that he did not use the SDMA test to assess the cat's prognosis. We believe the uncontroverted evidence in this case is that Dr. Gupta appropriately addressed and treated the cat's azotemia. As a result, the violation in this case is not supported by the evidence. Not only is it not supported by the evidence, but it's expressly contrary to Dr. Gupta's testimony on March 20th, 2024, that he did not use the SDMA test to assess the cat's prognosis and that he treated the cat's condition appropriately. Finally, given the fact that Dr. Gupta testified not only to the appropriate use of the SDMA test and testified how to competently manage azotemia cases, there's no need for him to take additional continuing education in these fields, specifically in the field of fluid therapy, and SDMA testing and interpretation, and therefore we believe that the penalty provisions of the order are excessive under R311-904C5. Again, we request that the board reconsider their conclusions of law in this matter and dismiss this case with no violation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The board has heard arguments from Dr. Gupta's attorney and reviewed the record in this matter. The board, again, may grant a rehearing or a review. The board can also deny the request and affirm its decision. The motion is to grant rehearing or review. The maker of the motion must specify the grounds on which the rehearing or review is based. Rehearing or review would then be limited to the specific grounds. Is there a motion?
So, is it not appropriate to address any of these concerns? I mean, they take the time to bring these concerns to us. Can we discuss them
Yes.
a little more?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just briefly, in terms of the not understanding the question and the answer, I would fall back to the record. And the record states, Dr. Gupta's blood work revealed highly elevated glucose, creatinine, BUN, ALT, alkaline, potassium. So basically we had a very, very high creatinine. We have acute renal failure going on, post-renal failure. And based on the blood work, I called the owner and left a voicemail message for approval of T4 and SDMA. Why do we need SDMA at this point? We don't. We've already, in order to get confirmation of kidney function, you don't use SDMA as confirmation of kidney function. So there was no reason at this point, somewhere down the road, if you're monitoring the cat, if you want to use SDMA and see if it's approving, but not in this case. So I don't think it was just a miscommunication. I believe that was inappropriate use of the SDMA, and therefore that's why we found the violation. In regards to the azotemia, following the alleviation of the urinary obstruction, in these cases of renal failure, fluids should be maintained at 2.5 to 5 times maintenance, and not for a brief 100 cc's of fluids. Your kidneys are your problem now. And he said his problem, he was concerned because the bladder was gonna get full again. And you do whatever you can, keep flushing the catheter, put a different catheter in. If you want to, catheterize the bladder directly from the abdomen. At any rate, you've got to do the adequate fluid therapy, which was not done in this case. So I don't see any reason to look at this any further, and I am satisfied with what's been done to this point. So I would make a motion that the board deny the request for rehearing.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to deny the request for rehearing. There's no further discussion. Do we need a roll call?
Voice vote.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is granted. This concludes the matter. The board's decision will be reduced to a written order and served on Dr. Gupta. Thank you all for attending today. Thank you, Mr. Stoll.
Thank you.
Okay, friends. Well, we are moving along. Yeah, so now we are back down to, we're at summary of current events, time and place for the board chair, any member of the board or executive director to give a brief summary on current events that affect the board. It is informational only and no discussion may occur. See ya. Some of us are going to Tucson this weekend to speak at the AZVMA conference. That's all I have to share.
And you're making the
drive safely.
Yes, I am. call to the public. If we don't have anyone here and nobody that we're calling, I'm not going to read the long paragraph. So the establishment of future meeting date, the next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, June 19th, here, same boardroom B. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Second that. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. All right. Thank you all. We got.